Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First, it was Doggy Daycares, Lee.
Doggy Daycares.
Yeah, Doggy Daycare. Okay. And I went, okay, all right. But now... there's this thing going on, I think, with some people replacing the children with dogs.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, look, I get if you love your dog. I love dogs. I had a wonderful dog. Did animal rescue. I'm saying this is, we're going a little far with this. Now the new thing, it's come out of California. This is going to spread.
Okay.
Every city's going to have one. The gourmet doggy restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Just for dogs. With human-grade food. It's out of San Francisco. People, it's wildly popular. They're... have waiting list.
Well, my dogs already get human grade food because they eat the leftovers.
Yeah, they lick it off the floor.
Wow. Now, something left over, you know.
Okay.
Little, you know.
Texter writes, Tara, I have to exercise great diligence to keep my foster dog from raiding the stray cat's litter box. I love that dog.
Yeah,
let me finish.
That's an issue, yeah.
I love that dog, but I'm not buying gourmet meals for a species that thinks cat food, a cat poop, is a highly delectable snack.
Yeah.
Or appetizer.
I have, we have that issue at the Rogers household as well. Yeah.
You know why they do it? Because cat food is packed with calcium, and dogs will do that because they in nature, or, you know, they'll seek out calcium. They like it. They don't get the bones they do in nature either.
Well, why don't they just go to the refrigerator and grab the milk, okay? I mean, that's a little...
if they could ask, we'd just give anything to stay at a litter box.
Okay.
I mean,
that's just
nasty.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to change the litter box anyway, but that way.
No, because you know what the dog wants to do,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. He's going to be licking
your face.
You. Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And that would become a problem for me when I had the cat and the dog, because the dog... became an entitlement to sleep in the bed with us. She slept in the bed, and I didn't mind.
It's hey, Rover, I know where that tongue and nose have been, okay?
Oh,
keep that away from me.
And so she would howl. I mean, literally howl if she didn't get to get in the bed. And nothing I could do would convince her otherwise. So she had to come into bed. She was going right to your face to lick you with that cat poop-flavored breath.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a wonder I survived it, honestly, that I didn't end up in the ER, but I did somehow. I must have a strong immune system. I don't know. All right, let's check. It's Friday. I'm like you on Friday, right? You know what I mean? Like, you're pretending to work, but you're really just hanging out in the break room like that. Yeah, but this is the talk radio version of that. Okay, let's do a real show, shall we?
Okay, why not?
All right, let's start the segment. For reals.
Wages are not keeping up with inflation. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, they write, quote, "We find the majority of employed workers' real inflation-adjusted wages have failed to keep up with inflation in the past year. For these workers, the median decline in real wages is a little more than 8.5% decline, guys."
And along those lines, Joe Biden, congratulations, everybody, gave you an historic pay cut.
According to the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, the median decline in real wages is a little more, as I referenced, more than 8.5%. In fact, look at this. Americans saw the most severe pay cut in 25 years under President Biden, according to the bank. Higher inflation quickly erodes spending power. Households face a difficult crunch when they have to buy the necessities.
Also, gas prices are going up. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is going down.
Yeah, dangerously low, Carly. You know, the president keeps tapping the reserve. The White House is planning to release an additional 10 million barrels. They've already released 180 million. Now, the SPR is sitting at levels we haven't seen since 1984.
Okay. I'm referring over to the 3-foot-high, now yellowing stack of great economic news. as you know, my favorite news ever, because it taught me something. Something I didn't even know, and I'm pretty well read. Trump taught me this. Now, when you get the government out of the way, you get the racism out of the way. The economy will not only fix itself, it will adjust wages on its own through capitalism. Mm-hmm. Where black people get a bigger and better wage hike than white people. It happened. Mm-hmm. The Donald Trump still holds the medal. Just compare to what we just heard there, right? A historic wage cut for Americans. Okay. Donald Trump, family of four, 2019, the largest ever single wage jump for a family of four in the United States of America ever recorded in financial history. Ever. A bigger wage jump than the entire preceding 20 years combined.
Yep.
Okay. So I want to contrast that with what you just heard there. Historic wage drop. For the American people, okay? But remember the best part about it. The black people got the biggest wage jump of all. They got 8%. We just got 6. They got 8. The market did that by itself. Trump did it in two ways, so I want to explain to people how it happened. Because I wouldn't have expected that. I did, because we've been told capitalism is racist and the Democrats have to fix it, right?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out fixing it is racist. Because there was two things Trump did. Remember this? We were the only industrialized country on earth that taxed corporate earnings by American companies overseas. Remember, trillions of dollars were sitting overseas, right? Just parked there. They couldn't invest in America. The Democrats didn't want them to. Trump got rid of that, and the money poured in, and jobs exploded, right? So you had that. That raised wages. But then there were the historic Trump tax cuts, which the Democrats have all but reversed now. So black people are going to get poor again. And then this is what you get, a record wage drop. I mean, you cannot side by side any better the policies of freedom, and with Trump was just a little freedom. I mean, can you imagine how we'd live if we really got the federal government out of the way? I'm talking about EPA gone, Education Department gone. Just get rid of these things. Slash the federal government's budget. Get them the heck out of the way. Take income tax back down to 2-3% that they envisioned in the beginning of last century when they passed the income tax amendment. I mean, can you imagine the way we would live? We can't even conceive of being that wealthy, but that's what we would be like. Instead, we get this crap. We get this crap. And the punchline here, who took the biggest wage cut? Black families.
Yeah, my minorities, yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out big government's racist. Gets the government out of the way, capitalism is not racist. Trump taught me that. I would have never thought that. I would have just thought, well, everybody'd get the same. You know what I mean? But it's not. Free market system, demand for workers, fixes the wage gap. They keep screaming at us, we got to take more from the rich while black people get poor, while poor people get poor, while everybody gets poor. And Trump fixed it. For just a moment, he fixed it. But the Democrats said, we can't have this. So there's your contrast right there. And you know what's the coolest part of this? I will never forget the absolute joy that I had the morning that I did the Washington Post, of all places, Washington Post article. You remember this? Mm-hmm. For the first time ever, two things were happening. Women were leading men in mm-hmm. business creation. Remember that?
Right, yeah.
We had record-breaking business creation. Under Barack Obama, we had record-breaking business destruction.
Yep.
But we had flipped that so fast. I never thought it could go so fast. I thought it would take years. Record-breaking business creation. But for the first time, not only were women leading, this is the free market, right? This is not a Democrat policy. It's free market. Everybody for themselves. But black and Hispanic women were leading women overall in business creation.
Yeah.
It's gone now. It's gone now. That is the saddest thing.
It is through a free market that you find true freedom.
Absolutely. True opportunity. Mm-hmm. The erasure of wage gaps, upward mobility, record-breaking wage gains. Folks, I don't want to depress you. It's not my point. My point is to remind you always, it's not over. We can do it again. We can do it with practically the flip of a switch. We just need the political will. So here's what you do. What can you do, Tara? What can I do, Tara? What do I do? Battleground Podcast. All this is going to be on there today. Today is the Insane Things version. Wraps up the week. If you only listen to one, listen to this one. It's great for listening when you're bored, driving around, missing me because it's Saturday. And you can put it in and listen to it. You can always text keyword battleground to 71307 on the weekend. And there it is right there. Or it's even better. You just subscribe to it. So there you go. It's all right there. But we can live that way again. In fact, we could be living that way again in 5 years. We can flip it. We can flip the switch. We can all do better. We can all win. We are not competing with each other. It's not white versus black for the money. It's not white versus black for the wages. It's not white business versus black for the wages. We can all win. We can all get rich together. Rich by the standards we're living at now. We just have to choose it. We have to choose it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shocking numbers, y'all. Shocking. You know, I get every time I talk about this, I get texts. Stop talking about this, Terry. You're just trying to get ratings. You're spreading this. Nobody really believes this. It's just a small percentage of the population. You should just stop. What? Wait a minute. Whoa. Diagnosis of youths with gender dysphoria. Okay, we've always had people with gender dysphoria. I mean, 60s, 70s, 80s. I mean, it's been out there. It's been a very, very small percent of the population, usually around 10% of 1%. 10% of 1%. 10% of 1%. Okay, keeping that in mind, 2017. This really started around 2016, 2015. 2017. 15,172 children between the ages of 6 and 17 were diagnosed with gender dysphoria in the United States of America. 15,000. Okay, stick with me. That's 2017. By 2020, it was 24,000. 2020. What was it in 2021? Because it was 24,000 in 2020. 42,000. 42,000. What was it in 2017? 15,000? And it's 42,000 now? Okay. Well, you got to understand, I mean, diagnosis of gender dysphoria is one thing. You can always change your mind, right? You could change your mind in 2017, 2018, when they weren't really doing these puberty blockers. But now, 42,000 children face sterilization with the puberty blockers. Our own Health and Human Services .gov, HHS.gov, take it up with them. Don't get mad at me. Has a chart. I have put it on Twitter for you before. You can go look at it on my Twitter account if you don't believe me. I screenshotted it. Puberty blockers in the partially reversible category. Partially reversible. We have 10-year-olds taking them. The idea is to block puberty. Do you know what we use puberty blockers for before? We call them puberty blockers now. It's the same chemical cocktail. You know what we used it for before? For many decades in this country, if you were a rapist, a judge in many states could legally sentence you to chemical castration. What do they use? Same drug cocktail. Do you know why we stopped it? The ACLU sued. It was cruel and unusual punishment. They got it stopped. We used the same cocktail on 10-year-olds. So we're looking at 42,167 children potentially sterilized. Do you understand why the left is as invested in this as they are? They want population reduction. They don't even hide it. Can I be blunt about what those chemicals do? We're talking partially reversible. It depends on your body. It depends on how early you take them, how long you take them. Do you know what it does? Have you ever heard the word micropenis? Google micropenis. Well, don't Google. You might not find it. Try another search engine. Micropenis. And puberty blockers, when you take that, the assumption is we don't want to go through puberty because we are going to have our genitals removed. So it doesn't matter if you end up with a micropenis. One of the other side effects is, and some percentage of the population has this, we don't know because they won't study it. They don't want to talk about it. They want the FBI to kick my door in for talking about it. We just had, folks, just this week, we had the American Medical Association write a letter because this is what the left does now. If someone disagrees with us or questions us, then we send the FBI and a DOJ after that. Okay. The American Medical Association requested that reporters asking these questions that I'm asking right now, reporters and people like Matt Walsh, who got a hold of video of a gender clinic doctor saying, hey, listen, we need to do phalloplasties. That's where we build a penis on a young woman. We need to do a phalloplasties because phalloplasties alone will support this whole clinic and everybody gets to work and get paid. It's profitable. All they did was take the doctor, in her own words. They're demanding an FBI investigation. Well, y'all put the video online. What'd you want him to do? Heart of the First Amendment right there. They don't want me to talk about this, so I won't talk about it. Do you know what one of the side effects is? It doesn't affect everybody. We don't know what percentage, though. Inability to climax. I don't want to be blunt with you or embarrass you in any way, but inability to climax. How do I put this? If you're ever going to fully bond with another human adult of whatever gender in a loving relationship, and you cannot do that, do you understand? Do you even know the cost of that? Do you even understand? You do. You're a functioning adult. The level of intimacy you'll never have. That's like death. It's a death. It's a little death. You can't explain this to a 10-year-old. They cannot consent to it. We recently had the audio from the young woman who testified in California. She took the puberty blockers. God bless her. She was beautiful. She thought she was ugly. She thought she'd be prettier as a boy. God, I want to just hug her. Tell you, grow out of this. We all went through it. It sucks to go through puberty. It sucks. It does. You'll get past it, though, and there's great things beyond it. You know what she did? She took the puberty blockers. Her gynecologist is not sure she'll ever have children now that she wants to be a girl again. She had her breasts removed, by the way. She'll never breastfeed. She regrets it now. She's 17. She's not even legal yet, and she's already regretting it. Can't debate it, though. FBI poo through the door. American Medical Association, folks. This isn't medicine. This is something else. Again, this is America. And I want you to pursue your bliss. And if your bliss is not my bliss, I'm fine with that. I'm not going to go all moral on you. If you want to transition when you're 18, go for it. Go for it. Do it. It's your life. Pursuit of happiness right there. Nothing more American than that when you're an adult. You want to do that? Awesome. Do it. You go for it. If that makes you happy. I don't know what makes you happy. You don't know what makes me happy. But I do know what a child can't consent to, and this is that. And look at this. 42,167 kids diagnosed with gender dysphoria in 2021. Oh, it'd be even bigger this year. Compared to 15,000 in 2017. Now it's 42. Every one of them at risk for puberty blockers. Every one of them being told, oh, those puberty blockers? No, that's no big deal. It's reversible. Well, it's partially reversible. What's partially reversible mean? What I just explained to you. No ability to connect. No ability, potentially. I should say potentially. Potentially no ability to connect. Potentially no ability to connect sexually. Potentially infertile. Potentially sterilized. Micro penis, which I don't even want to contemplate. Potentially ruined ovaries. Oh, hey, but let's all do it. Let's go do it. Let's go have a 10-year-old do it. A 10-year-old who can't understand climax, can't understand that kind of intimacy, can't understand that it is beautiful, can't understand that you cannot fully connect with another human being unless you can do it and having that taken from you. Taken. With the American Medical Association demanding anybody who questions it be raided and arrested and deplatformed, because that's what they wrote in a letter this week. You want to know why that is? You want to know why that is? They can't win the argument. They don't want to have it because it embarrasses them. They just want to fund their gender clinics with children. Go after adults. Market to adults, not kids. No more. No more kids. Adults.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, I know it's nuts, but I swear there's something to this ESP stuff. Whatever you want to call it. Extrasensory perception, psychic ability. Do you have a connection like that with maybe family members? My mom did. My mom would do really freaky stuff. And she'd just know things. Like you'd think you had a good hint, she would just know. How'd you know, Mom? I just knew. I don't know. I woke up and I knew this morning. I'm calling you because, and I'm like, oh, wow. Had my brother too for a while. I would get to the point where I would do it. I would think really hard about him calling me, and I could make him call most of the time. Can't choose who you do it with, right? Well, do you remember me telling you this about a year ago? I do this with my husband all the time. Not all the time, but a fair amount, enough that it's freaky. And the freakiest one of these I've ever experienced, and you can't choose who you do it with, and I'd love to know if you do this. I was sitting in our bonus room. I was working on something with my son, like some schoolwork on the computer. And there was something I was going to tell my husband. And I sucked the breath in to yell because he was in the next room. I went to yell, but then my son interrupted me. I was like, Mom, can you help me with this or whatever? So I didn't yell. But like in my mind, I yelled. I had started to yell his name, but I didn't do it. And I just went on to what I was doing. He walks into the room, I don't know, like 5 seconds later. Did you call me? No. No, I didn't. In my mind, I did. I yelled pretty loud in my mind. But you know how right in your mind, it's right there? He walked in. He was like, did you call me? And I was like, oh my gosh, I got a chill right up my spine. Do you do that? I'd love to know with whom. And what's your story? You can text to me. 71307 is the text line. Do you have some? And you can't choose who you do it with. For me, I've only ever been able to really choose to do it with my brother. And it didn't work all the time, but it worked a lot. And you understand, my brother and I didn't talk every day at the time. And we would talk, you know, like by phone anyway. We would talk, I don't know, like every other week, a few weeks, something like that. No more like a few weeks. But I could make him call. I could concentrate really hard and make him call most of the time just by thinking about it. Okay, cool. Well, I just had a cool one of these. It's the only reason I'm bringing this up. Because I just randomly yesterday, I'm walking around doing what I do. And my husband does all the man things, right? So I don't even think about man things like tires need to be changed, oil need to be changed, carbon monoxide detectors, fire detectors need to be changed. I don't do that stuff. He does it, so I don't even think about it. It's never on my mind. Because I know he's got it covered, right? And maybe I should think about it, right? But I don't know. He's just always done it. Those are the man things. I let him do it. So just like he'd never think about, like, what are the kids going to wear? They'd go naked. He wouldn't know. I buy all their clothes. It's just like that in our house. So for me to think, hey, carbon monoxide detectors, when do we change those? And hey, you know what? I better ask him if he's done it lately. It's like a weird thing. Like I would never do that because I don't handle that. And he's always got it under control. And yesterday it pops into my mind. I need to ask my husband about the carbon monoxide detectors. I wonder when the last time is I changed those. We changed those because we've got the plug-in ones. You should have those. You know, you're going to get those plug-in ones. It's very important, especially now that we're going into heat season and everything. So I think, you know, I've never thought that before. I've never asked him about the carbon monoxide detectors because he's always got it covered. I just happened to bop on over to Amazon because I was going to order some, you know, Halloween treats to give out. There's the carbon monoxide detectors. He just ordered them. So I'm like, I want to see, when did he order them? Yesterday. When I was thinking about it. Popped into my mind, popped right out. I even made myself a note to ask him. All I have to do is think about it, and he's got it covered. This is why I say to Lee all the time, what I need is a man who can read my mind. I mean, I need that. And I have one, apparently. Anyway, just love to know. I mean, I just love those stories. We've done that before. You know, who is it with you, and when? What is it for you? Texturize, hey, Tara, an adolescent brain isn't even fully developed until age 23. These doctors should have their licenses taken away. I agree. Now, the texture writes, hey, Tara, I met my wife when she was 17. I was 20. We dated 3 years. During that time, she was robbed and beaten. I nursed her back to health. And during those dating years, I was in a bad wreck. She brought me food and put tires on my car. I figured it was a good mix. We had no money, but we got married. Soon. Wait. Oh, college full time at night. Cleaned windows and painted on weekends. Now, 40 years later, 4 children, 11 fabulous grandchildren, and we are going strong and debt-free. Texter writes, oh, yeah, it works. I think real hard about Biden. And then put words in his mouth. He seems to get garbled transmission. Okay, I don't know about that, but, you know, you keep right at that, okay? If that works, please, just, you know, for the country. Texter writes, hey, Tara. I had that kind of psychic connection with our dog to the point I had visions of her being put to sleep 4 months before we had to do it with no indication at the time she was even sick. Huh. Interesting. Texter writes, my wife and I talk over each other all the time, but we are able to hear what the other is saying and comment on it as we're both talking. She is the only one in the world I can do this with. Huh. Cool. All right, send these to me. I'll weave them in and out. We'll do the serious stuff too. By the way, I want to get to this because this, I failed you when I did not make a big enough deal out of this. I mentioned it briefly. I didn't do it in the 8 o'clock hour. I've got to tell you what's going on with the Defense Department. It's a big deal. And I think folks, the Defense Department, I think we can confidently say is actively at war with the American people. I'll tell you how. Coming up in just a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, I want to tell you what the Department of Defense is doing. I'm going to read these great texts. Got to get it all in. Here we go. So the shocking news of the last 2 weeks, we've learned that the Democrat Party has successfully outsourced to private corporations the revolution, the totalitarian revolution, the censorship, all of it's working great. So the federal government now has bureaucrats that can, as I've explained to you before, just they fill out a ticket. They send it to the Election Integrity Project, which is actually the opposite of what it's called, as with everything with the left. And then they go get you censored. It doesn't matter if what you said is correct. Being correct is not a defense. They have to preserve democracy. And that means sometimes squashing people who, you know, are telling the truth. Well, so we learned that the Department of Homeland Insecurity has this godlike power, as does CISA, CISA, it's the Cybersecurity Department of the Federal Government. So does the State Department. Okay. By the way, all the people censored are on the right. There's nobody censored on the left. It doesn't work that way. Then we learned that the Democrat National Committee can do this too. So, you know, you read that thing. Independent fact checkers say, yeah, that's a little crap. No, that's the Democrat Party says you can't say it. Because it's true, usually. And the NAACP has this godlike power too. Well, there's another agency that does. And this scares you most of all. And it would have scared the founders. We just found it yesterday. Because we found the money, the over $6 million they've used to pay for this privilege, your tax money. You know who it is? Department of Defense. It's the Pentagon. They censor you too. They just fill out a little ticket. It's exciting. Again, no liberals censored. The group of people, though, that they do censor include Charlie Kirk, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump, Jack Posobiec, John Solomon, Fox News. So, you know, our founders would have known what this was. I mean, I'd have to explain the technology to them, but they would know what this is. Your Pentagon is at war with you, using your own money on your own soil. This is a war. There's no other way to look at it. This is a war. And the Election Integrity Project did this in 2020, has continued to do it, but they have ramped up to scale for the 2022 midterm election. So literally you have the Pentagon at war on American soil, where constitutionally they are not supposed to operate, censoring you because they just want to. Misinformation, you know, for your own good. Okay, well, they're not supposed to do that on our soil, period, end of memo, anything. But they are. Folks, every day, it gets scarier and scarier. Oh, for democracy. Right. Democracy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Texter writes, we're talking about psychic connections with people you love that are unexplained. My 10-year-old granddaughter was mysteriously sick. Her parents were worried. That night I woke up suddenly at 3 a.m. with the word salmonella in my mind. I texted my son that morning, told my son to test her for salmonella poisoning, and she tested positive. Wow. Texter writes, do you really believe that there will be elections in November, that Biden will allow the GOP to take over Congress? Because I sure don't. After seeing the Senate debates for Iowa and Arizona on C-SPAN. Most Democrats aren't debating their Republican opponents, so they must know something people don't know. I don't know. They're trying their best they can to get into a nuclear war with Vladimir Putin right now. It's not going well for them, but they're trying hard. And they may even pull a false flag with a nuclear radiation detection in another country, and they'll say Putin did it. I mean, it may come to that. I don't know if they dare. We'll find out. But it's certainly within the realm of possibility after what they did with COVID. That's the Defense Department, too. I mean, you realize this is the same Defense Department censoring you? That we now know poured $39 million into the Wuhan lab? And we had that incredible whistleblower. I did a podcast on this earlier. So you should listen to this Battleground podcast. Number two at Echo Health Alliance, which funneled the money for the Pentagon into the Wuhan lab. They did the work there. Echo Health did. And said, no, we created COVID. COVID-19, we created it in the lab. Well, that would mean it was created with the Pentagon's money, $39 million. That was the vice president of Echo Health Alliance that came out with that. By the way, he swore to that under penalty of perjury and sent a letter about it to every member of Congress. You heard anything about that since? Huh. It's weird. Oh, by the way, you know what they were just rewarded with? A new grant. $3 million to study, guess what? COVID. I mean, look, if we're not going to create the strains, who will?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.